A bill on second reading in the West Virginia Senate sparked some debate and had members crossing party lines to vote for a proposed amendment. Senate Bill 173 is the auto cycle bill. It's come up year after year at the Statehouse. It would permit the use of a three-wheeled, fully enclosed vehicle and exempt its drivers from having to obtain a motorcycle license. It was amended in the Senate's Judiciary Committee, though, to also remove the requirements for adults over the age of 18 to wear a helmet while driving a motorcycle, something Democratic Senator Ron Stallings of Boone County moved to take out of the bill.
It has nothing to do with auto cycles, okay? I've read the bill, and it has to do with repealing the motorcycle bill for anyone over 18. And if my amendment passes, it keeps the current law in place.
Stallings, who is a physician, says removing the helmet requirement was called a, quote, organ donor acceleration, end quote, measure by the West Virginia State Medical Association, and keeping it in place will ensure the safety of the state's citizens. Republican Senator Robert Carnes offered the language to repeal the helmet requirement in the chamber's Judiciary Committee because he says helmet laws are a restriction on personal freedoms.
What it really is just a recognition of the personal freedoms that Americans should have, that in many cases and in many ways have been restricted too much by legislative bodies across the country, but now the move is in the other direction.
The language that would have allowed adults to ride motorcycles without helmets in the state was removed from the auto cycle bill. The full bill will be put to a vote in the chamber today. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the Statehouse.